mom died when I was 6 years old. I was only 24 years old. My dad raised me till the past 4 days. I was a mother's concern. I was 14. I stayed on my own since I was 14. It's a rough life for me, but here I am. I'm 70 years old. But God has kept me going. What my dad taught me for the past year. Sit me down and talk to me.
get closer? You gotta come a little bit closer so we can hear. So what was the name of the people? Edison?
I didn't graduate from high school. That's good, my friend. What was it, that? I was getting credit for that thing.
After I went to the old Harvard, and how long were you on that thing?
53 to 54. After the salary.
And then after I went to, yeah?
After that, that's when I went to college. And after, and we did it there, and one of them. Old Harvard, I did, over the time. And I speak for that.
Were you staying with Phillips?
Yeah, I was staying with my dad. My name's Adela. Whatever, local, my dad's brother's daughter. And she called it 55.
55?
55. It's an accident. It blew up the city. I thought that the channel that was here, but that was going to, for Michigan, to the rock and keep it. The channel. But everybody, they didn't want it.
Thank you. Who was on?
I had not voted. Did I get? I don't think. What do you like about that now?
How big of a community do you have there?
Small. Next is small.
And your son does the crabbing in ADAC, is that what you said?
Yeah. Once he gets the crabbing, then she has all the time, but he lives in the after. Graduation, I had a book, Alaska Code, and they do not crab. Fish is still, from August till February. Daniel O'Keefe, himself, doing engineering, now he's Your son is, Tom, county captain? They're doing pretty good. Last time you told me, I just sent a thousand pounds.
I was starting to think, how old were you when you went to? 13 years old, and that was the first year you lived on, from your home?
Yeah.
And that's when your father passed away?
I was coming to the point, I can't pass through, I have to go.
And you went straight from Mexico to home?
Yeah, to home.
After your accounting school, after you finished that, did you ever do any accounting?
No.
No? Yeah, went fishing, huh?
I was going to, put that out. I'm going now, but I went down to Albuquerque. Got a job with the, building some repair stuff, and it's only time I got to the office, so. Look up the computer.
What is it?
I go to the computer, but. Real. I keep finding something. I didn't go to the office. And I closed like, but I had a bunch of them. For my business. Coordination control.
Was that?
Got your board reading, I flew back home.
That was Albuquerque?
Had no control.
There you go. Go up to council, my wife said, I love you, Dad. But, you know, it's a.
Was that when you came to the end?
And then down come the, ground cover. Like a language, almost got lost. These guys, you know, we can go up. A language and culture, I have no interest at all. But 4 years ago, planted out now, turned by a bog net, the color was a bog net, the camp, you know, all the Chinese camp, they had to have all kinds of camp, all different kinds of camp. I went there and I just kind of started to get interested in culture and that thing. Of course, I see that still people are so interested in the past. So I said, that's how I started.
What you need to do that?
I've got a lot, I've got my life. I have to learn all of it. And we have to.
You, and you said the other day, how many people still speak your language?
Yeah, about 40 or 50 people speak it down the island, who I am.
What was the name of the camp again? The camp that you went to?
How long did it cook it?
I'd cook it, I'd just cook it with, putting, roast it, and cut it up next week. Put it down, put it on, and it's good. Kind of kill that plant. If my dad was a reindeer herder. Not a reindeer before. And then they'll go up in the spring and down, south end. But now, they don't come out. Plus, after the fire, there was a fire next to 40. And it said, there had to be, personal. Burned a bunch of trees from my house. And it burned all the food that they'll come out. There's hundred firefighters came down. And before the fire, I remember I was 12 years old. Someone came with me, this girl. I'm going to go 100 miles an hour. There's a wheel. And you have to jump with the wood stove. And one of the way it comes. If I could go with the show. When I got that. But I wouldn't trade that light. I left that day. And then I enjoyed it. Go on. Sometimes I'm too bold, sometimes they held each other. Now it's good. I said, you have to think, because I'm not playing it. Somebody's against each other.
When did you start to be around it? When did you start to be around it? Do you want to go in there? When did you start to be around it?
No. Nobody had to speak to me. But how come I had to go on?
What's the earliest memory you can remember about your own house? How do you remember certain things that were important?
Oh, okay. You know, 2 years ago.
2 years ago. What did you remember?
Oh. I remember that.
So that was a big earthquake or what happened?
Nothing. My dad had thing I always think, I'm thinking of, how the prayer is really helping, because I wouldn't scare to the outbreak, to send it to Seattle.
So you mentioned the Russian church when you were younger, going to the Orthodox church, is that right? So what religion, if any, do you follow now? The same?
Yeah. My wife's cat. You know, Russian Orthodox one looks like cat.
Anything
So we eat for a week, day in.
That's for the Christmas holiday then?
It's in January, it follows the old,
Sorry, what was that for?
Love.
That's the only thing.
Another question, maybe I should report to you.
In January?
Yeah. In Upgrade, which, over here. Over here. Fresh up on there. Throw them off, something like that, especially throw them off all the time. Right. Each house. And then you have to be all dressed up. And then over there. Then all you come, you throw them out, you know. I wish it would be on that board. Throw them out, of course, I just didn't. Never again after that. I wish it was fun. New Year's Day. But. Okay, I'm seeing it happen after. You're a very good teacher. Good family. Going all around, that's really, you know, good habit, fun. That's what, you know, the watch, or watch for. Looking out, kind of, good habit, fun. They're going to be fun.
So do you know the church in Agia? How do you say it, Agia? Yeah, the church.
Yeah, the church.
My kids used to go in there, and grandpa would put, in Alicia. So it was okay to eat the wheat cake as far as the church was concerned, but the school was, it wasn't. And you had a school, there too? Did you go to school there too?
Yeah.
I went to Monday, I spent on the school too. I went to Monday, I couldn't even go. I've been going, many months out there, and it's like.
At my mission?
I mean, like, the place is going to be starved and hungry all the time. Yeah, it was just crazy.
So did your dad say, son, do you need to go to Edson? Or did somebody come and say, your son needs to go to Edson?
No. One guy over there, good guy.
You wanted me to learn?
Some parents before, it's a great story. Like,
So I guess I'm a little bit confused, because Holly had asked about the, in church you were allowed to speak your language and Russian. So who was it at Mount Edgecombe? They were the ones who, the missionaries who didn't let you speak Aleutic?
No.
And were they missionaries or?
No.
Like, do we have any too? Or is it, I don't know, school? But most of the schools in Alaska during that time were DIA, it was run by the DIA.
Oh.
And then it wasn't so long. At some point, some of the schools became territorial schools. And then after that, a lot of the schools, once they established the RU, it was there. All of you will go into the rest of the time. And how long of a session?
So what's motivated you, Nick, to come here and participate in this program at UAS? Oh, really?
I
guess I would ask, just sitting here and listening to you, I'm wondering about, you know, some of the other elders that we've talked to. You've mentioned your language, how it was sort of lost through the years, but now it's coming back, it's being taught. And so I'm wondering what other cultural things or aspects of your culture do you think has been lost over the years? Carving? What kind of carving? Do you remember your dad ever doing any stuff like that? No. How long has...
You know,
of buildings were damaged?
Backwash. First one didn't do any damage, second one didn't do any damage, third one didn't. Quite a couple of doors now, houses broke down all over the place. When I went out, could see across to the other side, in the middle of the street. Or it goes noise, just shh, come back in. There was a channel in that side, you know, coming through that, and we just chatted.
Did you see the tidal wave?
No, but that was that.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah, I was. I grew up in the mountains. All night we walked, go down to school, that's the first school, and get down. Down there, and the body wash is coming again, the body gonna. Beautiful, nice, and the last day. Took us to Korea, which was, we flew us up to Anchorage, school, Kubiak got wiped out. Three of them were lost there. Two of them were lost there. One guy. And now they were lost in Kubiak. I can show you something.
And next class session, Terry, you'll be leading the discussion. So we start a new thing. No, but please.
I want to talk about art.
So do you have any photographs of artwork or things you can bring? No. Do you know very much about artwork? So we
what about subsistence, like food?
Okay, subsistence, that would be the next class session, I think.